was talking about nothing. Me, I don't wanna do nothing. To me, art is nothing. So girl, ooh, don't you try. Ooh, don't you try. Don't you try to push me around. Don't push me around. You always want me to stop, but I don't wanna. You always want me to stop, well I'm not gonna. You always talk about nothing. Me, I don't wanna do nothing. To me, you are just nothing. So girl, don't you try, ooh, don't you try, ooh, don't you try to push me around, don't push me around, ooh, girl, it makes me so mad, ooh, girl, it makes me so bad, don't push me around.
Can I go with you?
Because I want to get caught.
You are my daughter in the sea. Only when you walk and away from me.
Power is what we are. Would you put me on?
in your earballs. You are listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, the clatter that matters, heard at theunblinkingear.blogspot.com and available for free subscription via the iTunes Store. My name is Paul Bruno, back with another installment of the podcast. Been just over a month since the last podcast, so not too bad. Not too shabby by my own schedule that I'm getting this done. Did a couple of fill-ins on WFMU in the meantime, so if you didn't have your fix of the podcast, you could at least check me out there. But enough about that. Let me tell you what we just heard. We just heard from Sharp Medicine with Animals of Power. And yeah, that's a self-promotion there. That's part of the Unblinking Ear Records Name Your Price digital single series, Office Supplies, which you can go to unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com, download that for free or more if you'd like. Sharp Medicine, Hail from Los Angeles, feature Mike Kroll on drums. Those of you who are fans of Mr. Kroll, they put out their debut 7-inch last year. It was one of my favorite singles of last year, and so pleased to have them part of Unblinking Ear Records digital single series. So psyched about that. Go to the Bandcamp, check it out, and check out our other Office Supplies singles, all up for you to listen and for you to download. Prior to that, we heard from the Zeros with Don't Push Me Around. That's from a new Punk 45 collection from the Soul Jazz label. Soul Jazz has been putting out these Punk 45 compilations for the past couple of years. This one is subtitled Chaos in the City of Angels and Devils, Hollywood from X to Zero and Hardcore on the Beaches, Punk in Los Angeles, 1971 to 81. And yeah, it focuses on LA and Southern California, if you couldn't figure that out. In addition to the Zeros, lots of other great LA punk bands on there. X, Flesh Eaters, Middle Class, Germs, Urinals, Dills, Weirdos, lots of other terrific bands. Only problem with this is that it's a very minor quibble. Well, I have two minor quibbles. First of all, I own most of these songs already, so not necessarily a fine purchase for me. For you, if you don't, a great purchase. The other quibble is Soul Jazz did their first volume in the Punk 45 series was US Punk, and a lot of these bands were already represented on that comp. And, you know, sometimes with more definitive songs than they have here. That being said, it's still a great collection, and you should probably own it. Before that, we heard from Gogs with Shotgun Shooter. That's from their self-titled debut album. Just came out last month on In the Red. Gogs features Ty Siegel, Charlie Moonhart, and Chris Shaw of X-Cult. And this record's pretty terrific. They played in New York City last month, and I didn't see them. And now that I've heard the record, I regret that deeply. And, you know, because this record, super group, and sometimes, you know, that's just too much. When it's a super group slash side project, you're like, is this going to be these guys messing around? But it's not. It is focused like a punk laser. So, really good stuff there. Speaking of punk lasers, both my worst metaphor and segue. Prior to that, we heard from Angry Angles with Crowds. That's from a self-titled collection on Goner. Angry Angles were Jay Retard's 2005 band. Put out a bunch of singles just before Jay's Blood Visions LP. They split up and he put out Blood Visions. It's his first solo album. And you can sort of hear that he was poised for a major artistic breakthrough, which is indeed what Blood Visions was. This is actually the first stuff from Mr. Retard that really made me sit up and take notice. And I'd heard the Retards and Lost Sounds, and I liked them. But the Angry Angles stuff, I was really drawn to and really dug it. And like I said, they put out a bunch of singles before they split up, and all those singles are compiled here along with a bunch of unreleased outtakes. So one-stop shopping for all your Angry Angles needs. No need to track down those singles anymore. They're all here. So, yeah, great collection. Will be almost certainly on my top reissues list of the year. Prior to that, we heard from a band called The World. The song we heard was called Talk. That's from a 7-inch EP called Managerial Material. It's out now on the Upset the Rhythm label. Debut 7-inch from this Oakland band featuring members of Life Stinks, Pang, Penny Machine, Anti-Human, and the Reptoids. And really good stuff. And it's funny because single came out back in May, and some people were complaining that the band was overhyped, and someone had linked to YouTube. YouTube's got the entire 7-inch up streaming. I don't know who put it up. I don't know how legal it is. But someone had linked to it, and then I saw comments that, oh, this band is so overhyped. And I think there were like 500 views on the YouTube video at that time. Now up to like 1,600. But still, sometimes people need to perhaps adjust their perceptions of what overhyped is. You know, let's get into five digits, maybe. You can start talking about overhyped. But anyway, I dig that 7-inch a lot. So, speaking of 7-inches I dig a lot, at the top of the set, we heard from Good Throb, and we heard a song, the dirty title. So, if you have any children listening, you might want to cover their ears. It's called The Queen Sucks Nazi Cock. I don't know if that's true. I suspect it's not. And I don't want to be up for any kind of slander or libel here. But still, pretty rocking tune. That's from a new 7-inch on the La Vida Es Un Mus label. And it's self-titled, but for the purposes of clarification, we will call that 7-inch Scum Plus 3. Good Throb hail from London. This is their first release since 2014, and that gave us their debut LP, again with the dirty title, so cover children's ears. It was called Fuck Off, and really love that LP. Really love this new 7-inch. So glad they're back putting out some new music. All right, that is it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here is something new from Connections here on the Unlicking Ear Podcast.
Yeah. yourselves. I see a clear graveyards. They are cliche in my death-obsessed generation. No one should ever have to look at themselves.
Listening to the Unblinking Ear podcast, and we just heard from Car Seat Headrest, a band whose name I think is terrible. Their music, however, not terrible. We heard the song 1937 Skate Park. That's from their album Teens of Denial. Just came out on Matador. Their 13th album, Wikipedia tells me. And we know they are a source that's never wrong. They've been around since 2010. Any way you want to slice it. That's pretty prolific. Second album for Matador, and I'm sure some of you are aware of the recall controversy surrounding this record, where they incorporated the Cars Just What I Needed into a song, and then Rick Ocasek decided he was not cool with that. I don't know. Apparently they went through the correct legal channels, but never made it to the ears of Rick Ocasek. Anyway. Controversy, perhaps it's been good because gave it a lot of publicity. The record they put out on Matador last year, I was totally unaware of. Did not get on my radar at all, despite seeing them last year. So maybe, even though Matador had to destroy, I don't know how many copies of the record, might have been a net gain, some good publicity for the band. Any press is good press, they say, right? Right. Prior to that, we heard from Savick with Knock, Don't Run. That's from their debut LP, Best of Luck in Future Endeavors. Came out back in May on the Comedy Minus One label. Sorry it took so long for me to get around to playing that to anyone who might be listening, who's either in the band or works for Comedy Minus One, which seems plausible. Savick feature former members of Obits, Edsel, The Makeup, Silent Majority, a bunch of other bands I can't recall at the moment. But yeah, really great stuff from them. They played the Unblinking Ear Northside Showcase, so I will thank them once again for doing that. Part of that, Big Bliss, who played our unofficial showcase, they have their debut EP out. It's called Keep Near. We heard a song from it called Ponzi. That's brand new on the Exit Stencil label. I caught them opening for another band a few months ago. I was very, very impressed. And they have this EP out now, a 5-song cassette. And I think they're on tour at the moment, or will be shortly. I think they might be just wrapping up their tour, but go ahead and check out that cassette because it's really, really great. And yeah, happy they are on my radar. And that, I don't know, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, Big Bliss, terrific band from Brooklyn. Check them out. Before that, we heard from Treehouse with Hammer on the Door. That's from a new cassette called Center of Their World. Came out on the Vacant Valley label. 100 copies, already sold out. Treehouse hail from Hobart, Tasmania. And put out another terrific tape last year. Also 100 copies, also sold out. You can still find those digitally. Perhaps some enterprising soul should put both of those tapes on one LP, one on each side. I don't know. Maybe someone I know who owns a label will think that's a good idea. At the top of the set, we hear from Connections with Weapons. That's from their new album, Midnight Run. Came out last month on the Anyway label. Fourth LP from this Columbus, Ohio band. And as always, they've given us a record filled with great tunes and giant hooks. So, yeah, really, really great stuff from them. Okay, that's about it for this edition of the podcast. I will let you all know you can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear. You should go to the Unblinking Ear Records Bandcamp page, unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com, see what we've got up there. And, oh yeah, rate and review the podcast on the iTunes store. That is always appreciated. I should check to see if we have a review lately because I haven't looked. But yeah, that's about it for me. I'm going to leave you with something from Wire. They put out a record earlier this year, if you didn't know. I don't know how many records they have released total since 1977, but I'm guessing they're in double digits, pretty sure. The record was called Nocturnal Koreans, came out on their own Pink Flag label. Always good to hear from them, so we are going to hear from them. Here's a song called Still to close us out from Wire. Thank you all for listening, and take care.
Above and beyond the label.